Westchester's favorite morning show.
I love the morning show.
Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can remember your name, because there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
Everybody, this is the Lou and Steve Show. That's Lou Feliciano, Steve Mayo, here weekly, 5:30 p.m. How you doing, Lou?
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Just great. Just bought some traffic on the Cross County, but it's not worth our time. It's a fact of life here in Metro New York. We've got a caller on the line, and I want to get to Bruce very shortly. I just want to make a very strong point, Lou. You know, every week you start out with a monologue, or I do, and I was thinking of subjects. There's so much, right, of course, in Metro New York City when you're sort of conservative, like I guess we are. So I wanted a quick way to remember. So I've got two subjects I want to talk on. But for now, I want to start with the simplest subject. I kept it in my mind, Lou, by taking a quarter from my little meter bin in the car. Quarter. Didn't have to even write it down. Quarter, what's it about? Well, if you listen to the Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano Show here on WVOX 1460, 914-636-0110, you'll know. A week or two ago, I told you, our audience, about a school board town hall. The matters that were covered, of which not of any great importance, but I think the point I made, Lou, to you, was trying to get there on time, which is usually a struggle for me. I finally got in there, Lou, but I was detained by the parking meter in front of the school near Rochelle Library. Why? Because I didn't feel like investing a dollar on my charge card in the meter. I wanted to use quarters, which I have in abundance. Sure enough, the meter wouldn't take quarters. So what does that have to do with this week? Well, if we're talking about government, if we're talking about local government, which I think is what every citizen should be concerned about, Lou, dear audience, it should be, how does the local government work? Well, New Rochelle's government doesn't work because our parking meters run by this enterprise known as LAZ. I should have invested in them. Great company. I think generally they do a good service. These meters don't work because we've been told, the city manager's office told that person I spoke to, I don't remember who told me this, the part that they need to let quarters be taken by our meters, which will gladly take your charges on a charge card, and maybe even bills, I don't remember, won't take quarters in many places. Because why? Because the repair part is trying to get into the United States in Long Beach or Los Angeles Harbor, California. You know what? I leave our audience to judge for yourself. Do we have an effective government around here? Is parking a necessity or a luxury? Well, if I want to go to a school board meeting and express my opinions and hear what the news is, and there's some good news, too. New Rochelle schools are actually opening a lot, I guess, in your perspective. I should be able to park and not worry about getting a ticket, Lou.
I agree. And, you know, since you mentioned Laz, the company who they outsourced this to, There was only two people that worked with the parking meters in this city. Two jobs and a boss in City Hall. Now, they lost those two jobs. They contracted them out to Laz. I say it's about never 7 years now. But it was a lot better when the two guys ran the job than it is now. To me, these two guys, they brought the money to the City Hall to get counted once a week or whatever. They always repaired the machines. They always made sure they changed the batteries in it, because those things work by batteries. It's 9-volt batteries, so they always changed the batteries in it. They did an excellent job. They outsourced it there. You know, sometimes all this outsourcing, you don't get the quality as you do if somebody has a job for 20 years, 30 years, you know? And that's what happens when you outsource a lot of these jobs.
I'm with you completely. Let's face it, outsourcing is wonderful. I believe in specialization. Everybody here likes technology. But at some point, if you can't fix the expletive deleted parking meters, then you know what? Get a new vendor. Make the repair part yourself. There was a time, Lou, you've been in town longer than I, where that part needed supposedly for the meter to repair it and make it accept quarters again. You could have made that in town. There were machine shops in every community, some a few on a block. It's not that way anymore. That's not the local political machine's fault. That's a fault of our culture. But it is the fault of New Rochelle voters that quarters aren't accepted in parking meters here. It's a disgrace.
It's crazy.
And next time your machine politician asks for your vote or the supposed opposition to your machine, which I can't find any evidence of, no place for conservatives to vote or to support. Next time, why can't they fix our meters?
Well, you talk about parking. Parking is always a big issue in the city in downtown New Rochelle because you have store owners and restaurant owners that, you know, I go to a restaurant where you go with your wife, Steve, you go to the restaurant, a couple of couples or whatever like that. You don't want to be, you know, in the middle of having a good conversation. Oh, the time is up. Let me go run out the door, put a quarter in the meter. It's crazy.
Thoughtless.
It's crazy. After 6 o'clock, there should be no more money in the meters.
I think that's
the reason why they don't do that in the Rochelle, because all the people in the Avalon buildings don't want to pay to park or whatever, so they park until hog all those spots up.
Why not let them finagle like they used to do in Manhattan?
Exactly.
You could park in the right place on Thursday night in Manhattan and park 5 days free.
Go.
It's a great world, isn't it? But you know what? Local government, do your job. And if there are any Republicans, heaven forbid, or any conservatives out there, conservative Democrats and independents, why not express yourself? Call City Hall, call your mayor, call your city manager, call your council member if you know which of the 6 districts you are in, and most of you probably don't. It's a disgrace, and if conservatives don't rise to this challenge, Lou, we don't deserve to win midterm elections or presidential elections if all our votership is distracted by sports on TV and another inane, stupid flick from our many studios that, in a lot of cases, import films from Canada and other places where English is known, but the labor rates are much lower. It's shame on local politicians, shame on local citizens.
I just want to change the subject, if you don't mind, Steve, and then we got a caller. I just want to put this out there. Last week, I said that when President Biden made a stupid statement that he's going to wants to hire a black woman or whatever, I have no problem with a black woman getting a job, but to me, that's a racist statement because you're singling out one group and nobody else. So I said that was a dumb statement. Now, I'm going to say the other side of the coin here. President Trump made a statement the other day and said when he becomes 47, he's going to give amnesty to all the people for January 6th. That's a dumb statement to make because I'll tell you the reason why, everybody. You know, you make a blank statement like that. So what happens the next group comes in? Left-handed pitchers, hypothetically. All left-handed pitchers in baseball want to protest at city at the Capitol or whatever. So they protest. They could say that, well, Trump gave this guy, all these people, amnesty. A guy at a legal aid lawyer at a law school could win that case. Anybody would win that case. It's a blanket, stupid statement to make. And, you know, that's the biggest thing what's wrong with Trump.
Motor mouth issue.
Exactly.
No disagreement, Lou. I told you before, I voted for Trump twice. If I have to, I will again. But I'll tell you, he's my 250,000th choice for president. He's not a good choice. He's got motor mouth. He's got potty mouth. He's not a good representative of the conservative side, in my opinion. This is the Lou and Steve Show on WVOX. Keep your dial where it is. And Bruce, stay where you are. We'll be right back.
Your mornings with radio's favorite morning team, Dennis and Tawny, and Good Morning Westchester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
This is Steve Mayo. I'm sitting opposite Lou Feliciano. We're on WVOX 1460 AM, the great community station of Lower Westchester, Northern New York City. Points even on Long Island, Nassau County, is that Suffolk? Suffolk County up to exit 53 probably belong beyond that. Why? Because of the great sound. Apparently, Lou, I guess the signal sails across the sound in ways that may not be possible over buildings. In any case, we've been keeping Bruce on hold. Sorry, Bruce, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, all right.
Go ahead, fire away.
Okay, Bruce.
Well, I had an experience talking to a fellow from the Bronx this weekend, yesterday to be exact.
And you survived? Do you still have your wallet? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Well, I wasn't in the Bronx. He left the Bronx.
Okay.
He was up in Massachusetts.
Bruce, just to be clear, I'm from the Bronx. Bronx people are great people. I'm just repeating an old silly stereotype. I love the Bronx. I worked there for 35 years. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I appreciate that. And I just love New York. I don't care where I am. At any rate, we're up in Massachusetts, and we got in this conversation with his two sons about education. And one of his sons is bright and got into some sort of a magnet school, and the other son was reading several years above his grade level at second grade, and they couldn't get anything done with him. And he's 11 now, and his father's tearing his hair out. And the conversation continued, and I realized what we have are people calling the shots in the education system who are not in the position of calling shots in the education system. And by that, I mean the teachers' unions, that they just think that they own your kid from 9 a.m. to whenever school is out, and they don't. And I really think we have to give serious consideration in the next year or two about getting rid of teachers' unions. They're out of line. I don't think they're curable. I think we just have to get together and community by community. This is an advantage of federalism.
Yeah.
Community by community, just end it.
One of the strongest unions in America, Bruce, is the teachers' union.
For sure. Yeah. NEA, UFT, AFT, yeah, whatever the
affiliate is. One of the strongest unions in America.
No, Bruce, I agree with you. I'm not sure what the tactic is, but the general strategy is, just to be kind and gentle, which is nice to be once in a while, unleash the American public, particularly its public school children, from the grip of a self-centered union. That's no big surprise.
Right.
Most unions are self-centered. Most bosses, most company owners, management, boards of directors, entrepreneurs, families, et cetera, who own businesses,
yeah,
they are self-centered. They are not the people to run the public education system nationwide.
Well, number one, they weren't hired to do it. Number two is they weren't elected to do it. So number three, they took advantage and became dictatorial. And I worked in Montgomery County government years ago, and Montgomery County government in Maryland had no unions, none.
That's Maryland or Virginia? Where is that?
It was Maryland, right outside suburb of Washington, D.C.
Well, you know what? Let me simplify my view. The reason the public employee unions, and again, I don't attack public employees, the unions in general, private unions, even some public employee unions, there are some reasonable ones, and I don't attack teachers. Wouldn't think of it. I went through public school teachers in Queens. My kids went through public school teachers in Westchester County, and we did okay. Better than that, fine. But let's face it, guys, people, gals, the problem is the unions, which are supremely selfish, went through, in street parlance, guys, a fence. The fence is the guy who cleans up the ownership, the guy who erases responsibility is the politician. It's the political machine. Here in New Rochelle, we know who's in charge of that. It's not always Democrats. Sometimes it's Republicans. But I'll tell you, in Metro New York, the area I know best, it's politicians of all stripes, right and left, Democrat and Republican, who permit the excesses of public employee teacher unions and other unions. Let's face it, what's the solution? Bruce, Lou, I'm convinced the solution is people of that view must get involved in local politics. Stop gluing yourself to CNN and Fox News and the other purveyors of, to me, political porn. Let's face it, that's what it is, even though it's interesting and some of it's true. The answer is go to your school board meeting. Get out of your lounge chair. Get involved locally. What else can conservatives do?
Well, number one, that's the number one thing is we can solve the problem at that level. We don't have to wait for a state or a federal authority or anything. You can go in and you can do it. And if the towns created the unions, the towns can eliminate the unions. It's as simple as that. It'll probably go to a vote of the people. But I think we really have to take the teacher unions apart, town by town, city by city, and free ourselves and get it where we have the shot. We can call the shots as citizens and parents.
And taxpayers.
We can elect them for the school board. And, you know, so forth and so on.
Yeah.
The teacher's untouchable.
I agree with you completely. And just to be complete, Lou wants to weigh in. And Lou is a veteran of public employee unions, so we need to hear from him.
Let me just say, Bruce, I just want to say
there may be some laws. Conservatives and Republicans have been sleeping for so long and refusing to become engaged in these controversial but essential subjects that there may be some court decisions, state and federal, that may block the control of public employee unions. But it's about time we started testing those laws, because I think, Bruce, you're right. I think politically our side is popular today. Lou?
Let me just say this, Bruce, is that you talk about the teachers' union and unions, and I'm a big union guy, as Steve will tell you, and I did this my whole life. I'm 70 years old. Here's what I believe: unions shouldn't be an automatic, like the teachers, an automatic 5%, 10% raise every year. It's ludicrous, number one, because the taxpayers can't keep affording this. You watched our homeowners' taxes were $8,000. Now they're $15,000, $20,000, $30,000. People, when you retire, don't have that money no more to pay taxes, so they can't keep their houses. So union jobs should be raised on productivity. If the school level is down, and let's say a school system is down, the school is down, the principal and the teachers of that school district should be held for the numbers. I understand you're not going to get the same numbers as Scarsdale as you would in the South Bronx. That's an automatic. But if the reading level right now for sixth grade is at a second grade level in the South Bronx, let's say, they should be at least a fourth grade reading level at sixth grade. There shouldn't be that low of a reading level. And the productivity pay raise should be based on that number. That's how I see it, and I'm a union guy.
What do you think, Bruce?
Well, I think that I've been into the city schools up here where I happen to go in on first and second grade for read-aloud day, of all things. We read the kids books. Here are these bright kids in the city, just fired up, ready to go, having a good time, asking the good questions for somebody 6, 7 years old. They're doing well, and then it just stops. Somewhere along the line, it just stops. But they start like all the other kids. It's just the same as I went to the school down the bottom of my hill, or as I cross the city line and go to the school over there, the kids are the same at 6, 7 years age. It's after that something's going wrong. There's nothing wrong with city kids.
Period. You're absolutely right. And let's face it, it's the lack of choice. I think that's, in the end, part of the problem. And also the lack of accountability. We're leaving the accountability to politicians who only want to stay in office, enjoy those fruits and benefits and fringes, and we know that's a corrupt system. Yeah, there are a lot of solutions. We need term limits, all of this stuff, recall, all good stuff, but local citizens have to become engaged, and minority parents, more than anything, should not be entrusting their kids to a system that was corrupted 50 years ago, served the interests of people who've been cruising there.
Very good point.
And why should they be cursed? These wonderful new citizens who are enjoying the fruits of great American citizenship and even local, state, and city residents, why should they be cursed to a future of lack of expectations for their kids?
Steve and Bruce, school starts at home. You know, the teacher's not reliable. Him or her teaches you for 8 hours a day. The rest of the time should be taught by the family. They don't have that structure. There is no family structure no more. That's a big plague on the school system.
Very important point, and we have to tip our hat to that, too. Education does begin at home, but that only has certain lengths. You have to have a basic public school or even private school system. Anyway, Bruce, thanks for the call. Thanks for opening this subject up. It was about ready to be open. This is Lou and Steve here on the Mayo and Feliciano Show on WVOX. Keep your dial where it is.